The Milwaukee Common Council now finalizing the soft security perimeter ordinance for the RNC. So this bans just about everything except guns. Common Council President Jose Perez says that's because state law prohibits the city from outright banning the gun.
We can't change it. We can't be in violation of it. Didn't think it was worth going to court, at least with my vote, and tying up a process that we know is in violation of the state statute.
Joining us in studio from 101.7 The Truth, Dr. Ken Harris, former Milwaukee Police Lieutenant.
What did he just say?
You want to hear it again?
We can't change it. We can't be in violation of it. Didn't think it was worth going to court, at least with my vote, and tying up a process that we know is in violation of the state statute.
So he's going to pretend we don't have this thing called a constitution? He actually said state statute.
Instead of the...
But he'll violate the U.S. Constitution. But the state statute, that's important. Wow. And he's the Common Council President.
So the gun cannot be banned from the soft security perimeter. Is this a concern? Correct. Obviously, it's making headlines at this point.
These same folks have never banned guns in the city of Milwaukee with all the shootings, all the homicides, all the babies being killed. Now you care about guns? It's idiotic.
Well, do they really care? I think they'd prefer to ban them, wouldn't they?
Sure, they would prefer to ban them. But again, you're not doing anything about the illegal guns that are already here. Why would you care about some people walking around with a gun slung over their shoulder where they have a right to carry, to open carry? It doesn't make any sense.
So when this takes place, this doesn't necessarily mean that people will be walking around with rifles inside Pfizer Forum or anything like this. We're just talking about the soft security perimeter.
And the soft security perimeter is like significantly far away.
Yeah.
So people there will have guns anyway. Like, who know?
Well, some will carry them to make a point, too.
Yeah.
So, all right. So you seem, as far as a security professional with all the officers on hand.
I was a law enforcement professional.
Okay. I apologize.
Now I'm a security guard.
That's not what I said.
Come on. I got to twist it.
Well, are you... If you were still in that law enforcement role, are you getting nervous, or are your spidey senses tingling at all as we get closer? Does it get nerves build a little bit?
One day, hey, no guns. Roll call, guns. Like, that's how it changed. Like, are you going to get upset that someone could? First of all, you didn't know whether they had one anyway. So now that they can legally carry one and you don't know about it, why would it bother you? At some point, you do your job, you have your training. And you trust it.
Dr. Ken Harris joins us from 101.7 The Truth. Had to ask you, so 30 years ago today,
goodness.
30 years ago today, Nicole Brown Simpson and Ronald Goldman were killed.
Okay. I don't care.
Yeah,
Why would I care?
Well, not maybe
what
not about,
I care about
that, but I mean,
what
it's a
I
cultural touchstone. Maybe
for you.
The one.
Maybe your culture.
Oh, you remember when this happened?
Sure, I do. I remember where I was.
Where were you?
In Fort Collins, Colorado, watching TV, going, "Wow!" at the hotel. Wow. Okay. I didn't care.
You were trial of the century. This is the trial of the century.
Not really.
You don't think so?
No.
Okay, well, I'm going to ask you a follow-up question anyways.
Sure.
Is this the moment where our society fissured a little bit and we've continued to fissure ever since?
It fissured before that. I think that's when people noticed. The hatred that people had for interracial relationships, the hatred that people had. I mean, the fact that Time magazine took his picture and then darkened it
to make
him look more menacing. And then when they got caught, went, eh. Like, it's been like, what that trial showed is what people have been complaining about for decades. And now they finally reared their ugly head. You know, Mark Furman just lost the ability to practice law because they have a new statute. And I'm like, how do you glorify a guy who literally on recording lied?
I do wonder if it's time if we're going to now officially move on. I saw Nicole Brown's sisters on TV on the networks the past week or so. Yeah. OJ's gone.
All right.
Is it time to not continue to rehash old history? And
it's family, and that's their right to grieve.
Of course. Absolutely.
You know, it is what it is. Just do it on streaming or something. I don't know.
Dr. Ken Harris from 101.7 The Truth, former Milwaukee Police Lieutenant. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.